everybody. Welcome to another episode of Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. I'm Brian. That makes this fellow over here Ben. Hey, Ben.
Oh, ho, ho.
What? We're doing the Santa thing again? Santa, where is Ben? What have you done with Benji Man?
I have captured him in my giant gift sack.
Oh, no. I didn't realize your gift sack was big enough to house an entire human person.
It's basically a TARDIS. How do you think so many presents fit in there?
Good point. Bigger on the inside and whatnot. That makes sense. You got any other people in there?
Oh, several. That's where all the bad children go.
Wait, what? You kidnap bad children and put them in your gift sack?
I turn them into coal.
Wow.
It's been misunderstood really... over the years.
Yeah, they really don't cover that in the Tim Allen movies.
No, that's where all kidnapped children go.
All kidnapped children?
All, yes.
Wow, I'm glad that we got to the bottom of that. I'm going to alert the authorities, Santa.
No. I'll let Ben out if you don't.
Would you please let out everyone you've kidnapped?
I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, let Ben out. We'll definitely loop back around to this other business later.
Oh, hold on. Hi. Bye, thank you for letting me out, Santa.
Ben, how was it in there?
It was hot. There were lots of kids in there for some reason. Very few presents.
Yeah, no, as it turns out, Santa Claus, not a great guy.
I wouldn't know. I don't really get to see him that often in the same place.
I mean, he kidnapped you, though.
Did he? I climbed in.
Oh, it was like a voluntary thing?
Looking for presents, found kids. It was not what I hoped.
No presents. What presents are you hoping for this year, Ben? I know you want that horse girl game that you were talking about last week.
I do, but that won't really fit under a tree because it's digital. But there are some board games that I found recently that I don't want.
Okay, well, I hope you don't get those.
Yes, specifically, I found some board games at Target, and I think it's board games for millennials. But it's classic games with a millennial twist.
Millennials love board games. So let me guess. You're talking about, there's one probably called Sorry Not Sorry.
Yes, there is.
All right, cool. Nailed it.
There is definitely one called Sorry Not Sorry. The classic game just got personal. Secret confessions, no regrets.
Okay, all right, what else? What's another millennial classic?
Clue. Make a guess.
I just want to make a Clueless reference now, and I'm showing my age because that movie was like 40 years ago, so.
It's Clue, Lost in Vegas. What happened last night?
I mean, do millennials go to Vegas? I thought Vegas was dying.
I don't know. Clue, millennials do often not know what happened the night before.
That's true. They are bad about that, the millennials.
What about life?
It's called Midlife Crisis.
Close. That's not millennial, though.
Quarter Life Crisis.
Yes, the game of life, Quarter Life Crisis, now with crippling debt. It even says on there.
Great. Good times. It's a lot of paying off student loans, I would assume.
And on the back, it's just like the real world. Choose your path for stress, struggle, and existential despair.
That's gonna be a pass. Thank you, but no thank you.
How fun these games seem. And two more. There's Mystery Date.
I guess it's just Mystery Date, but with like a Tinder twist, like a mystery dating app game.
That's close. But you need to include Mystery Date Catfished, Dating in the Digital Age.
Okay, great. I actually want that one.
And the last one is Operation.
Operation, but it's like from an unlicensed surgeon because you're not on your parents' insurance. You can't afford this operation, the board game.
Close. Very again. Well. Okay. It's called Botched Operation. Don't get buzzed. There's a laughing gas leak in the operating room. The doctors are feeling a little buzzed. Can you make cavity sound better before time is up? It makes you do things like be in a yoga downward dog pose while taking out his wrenched ankle.
So it's like a mash em up of Operation and Twister?
Yes. So please, no one get me any of those.
Me either, except I kind of want that catfishing game.
Yeah, that is my anti-Christmas list.
I wonder if are you catfishing people or are you trying to avoid being catfished?
That is a good question that I won't know until you get the game.
And we're totally going to play it, right?
Yeah, we'll both get a copy and play it over the air.
Great. That's going to be some real great radio.
Or we can play Guess Who over the podcast.
Okay, sure.
Does your person have a beard?
Go fish.
Hey.
I also like how we refer to millennials as though we are not millennials.
I think we're on the top edge of it, though.
Sure.
We aren't in the main.
Yeah, we're like elder statesmen of millennials.
We're not like the Snapchatting version of millennials.
I've recently gotten into Snapchat, Ben. It's not bad. I get it now.
I still don't. Explain Snapchat to me. To old man Ben.
Okay, so Snapchat has, like, there are two ways you can use it. One is you can follow people, and it's like almost like a Twitter-type thing where, the people that you follow, their stories will update, so you can check out pictures and videos and stuff that they share. And then there's a chat interface where you can just send messages back and forth, and then you can also send photos and videos back and forth. I don't know. They're filters. You can look like a dog. I don't know, man.
The filters are cool. What I don't like is that they go away. I like being able to look back and say, oh, yeah, I remember that time I sent that picture.
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's why I mostly just screen cap all my Snapchats.
Oh, that notifies them, and then they find you untrustworthy.
No, she, I'm a Snapchatting person. It's my girlfriend. She knows. I'm like, I'm just going to screenshot everything you send me because I'm very old, and I like to have things saved forever on my phone. She's like, yeah, okay, whatever you're into.
Now I'm going to get a Snapchat and start sending you snaps.
Oh, it's going to be great, Ben. You should also make a Bitmoji.
Oh, I'll make one of those. I'll do me with a dog face on.
We can swap faces, just like John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Oh, in that movie, Swap Face?
Yes. Oh, man. Now I just want to get John Travolta and Nicolas Cage together so I can do a snap of them and switch their faces.
You could probably get two pictures of them and put their pictures together for a Snapchat.
Oh, that's going to be great. It's going to be the best snap ever, Ben.
Has your girlfriend seen it?
Face off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Swap face?
Yeah. From the makers of Transmorphers, it's Swap Face.
I would watch the movie. It might be good.
Sure. It might be good.
He could eat an apple for minutes.
Yep. I was trying to get there too, but you beat me to it.
I was
eating avocado for days, but I don't even.
One avocado for days.
I have no idea.
Isn't avocado the new millennial thing too? I don't know.
Oh, they love avocados, the millennials. They put it on toast for some reason.
This would have 8 years after the podcast started. Now we're just old men talking about the kids.
Sure. No, it's when we started, we were the young whippersnappers, and now we're shaking our canes at the internet.
We should probably move on to something.
So wait, so that board game thing, that wasn't your Bummer Patrol? We're not doing Bummer Patrol right now?
No, that's not my Bummer Patrol. That's my anti-Christmas list.
All right. Okay. All right. Just a little fun bonus at the front. I like it. Well, in that case, let's move forward to Happy Hour. And as we all know, Happy Hour is the part of the show where we talk about the thing making us happy for the week. Ben?
Yes.
Would you like to share your Happy Hour pick with the rest of the audio listening audience?
Ooh, there's the two Audis in there. Maybe that means Audi is listening and they'll send us one.
I think that's how that works.
Let's see. My happy hour this week will be the Happy Cast.
Bit narcissistic and self-indulgent, but I'll allow it. Tell us about the Happy Cast, Ben. What's so great about it?
It's two dudes talking about stuff, the things that make them happy, things that bump them out, and everything in between, actually.
And where can I find this? At happycast.com?
No, actually. And not at happycast.website either.
Oh, wow. Okay, don't go to those places then.
And not mannerscast.com, which is now selling, I think, Chinese vehicles?
Yeah, you know, Trent Armstrong really had to branch out after a while. He's
international.
He's a savvy businessman.
No, you can find us at thehappycast.blogspot.com. If you just Google Happy Cast, other people have started talking about it. Not us, but the word. Someone is using it as, I think, some way to help your broadcasting, some kind of program. We're not the top result, is what I know mainly. Go on Facebook. We're there.
We should find a way to own that.
We should. There's stuff like how to connect your pro projector to the projector using HappyCast. So that's what it's for. Projecting things in China. There's a whole app and everything. I don't know if we have the app, but I need to see if we do. Anyway, that's not why. I have recently begun a great undertaking that maybe only two of us care about, but whatever, I'm doing it anyway. I'm making a sort of Happy Cast Bible, not like religiously kind of Bible.
Oh, good, because as much as I've fantasized about starting my own cult, I decided it's too much work and I just can't do it.
In the beginning, there was Lansbury. That's Genesis 1:1. No, I'm for some reason re-listening to every episode, starting from number one. I'm also re-uploading them, not remastering, because I don't know how to do that. But several of the episodes no longer work because of file types in iTunes and Blogspot and FeedBurner. I don't know. So I had to re-upload several of them, and some are just straight up missing from our feed. So sorry if you're getting notifications about episodes being added. I don't know if you are or not. But I'm fixing it. And re-listening, I'm also taking notes of every title, runtime, segments, involuntary sponsors, our happy hour picks, our Bumper Patrol picks, our Netflix picks, our No News, Box Office Banter, Fight Court, Jumping Jack Flashback, Craigslist, a lot of Spam a Lot, Warp Zone, You Don't Know Ben and Who's the Brian. That's all that we've gone through so far. The impressions done in the episode and by whom, how we ended the episode, Stay Happy or Keep Happy, what the after show was, other various notes, the intro song we used, and who sent in feedback and what they said or picked.
Wow. You're being very thorough.
Yes. For very little reason, except I feel like I should have done this a long time ago, because we frequently talk about how we have no idea if we've done something before or not. Now I will definitely know.
Yep, you're listening to what, at this point, I can only assume is going to be hundreds of hours.
Yes, by episode 10, I'm already pretty far in. I'm not sure how long it's been so far. It's been 54,000 seconds, which I can tell you how much that is in a second. So I've gone about 15 hours so far.
Okay.
I'm on episode 10 currently, Slogans Run, where I liked Animal Crossing Wild World on the Wii, and you liked Midnight Movie Openings.
Yeah, that used to be a thing. Those don't really happen as much anymore.
No, thanks to sad events. And you dislike shaking hands.
Yeah, I've grown on shaking hands. Or shaking hands has grown on me. You know, it's mutual. We've grown on each other.
I think on our 100th episode, we need to go through and see if we're still happy and bummed about the things that we've chosen the past 99 episodes before that.
Sure. I mean, that could be interesting. See how we've grown and changed over the years.
Yeah. But, you know, as much as I sometimes hate listening to myself, sometimes we're kind of funny.
You don't say.
I do say. Yeah. Well. Sorry, I was coughing. There have been some good episodes. We've had some pretty good feedback. Our listeners are pretty cool.
Yes, I have been saying this for 8 years now.
I have no proof of that so far, in the past person episodes, no proof of you saying that they're cool.
Well, I'm sure it'll pop up eventually.
Who's your favorite listener?
Oh, they know. They know who they are.
Okay, we'll see. But yeah, Happy Cast is pretty good. If you haven't checked it out yet, you should.
Yes, I'm writing this down. Thehappycast.blogspot.com.
I am recommending it right now.
I will check it out once we finish recording this episode of The Happy Cast.
That's a good idea with Ben and Brian. Hmm. What about you?
My happy hour pick is last night, as we're recording, I went on a date. We saw a film at the cinema, a fine piece of movie making referred to as Once Upon a Deadpool, which is the PG-13 rated cut of Deadpool 2.
Oh, that the Christmassy one?
They're marketing it like Christmassy, but the actual movie itself isn't holiday themed.
It's amazing they found a way to release almost the same movie and get people to go pay for it a second time.
Well, I had not seen it originally. This is the only version I've seen.
Okay, that's good then.
And the reason I went to see it, and the thing I liked most about it, is they put this framing device around it where Deadpool has captured Fred Savage, and they're recreating the Princess Bride. You've seen The Princess Bride, haven't you, Ben?
I have, not in a long time.
Nor have I, but you're familiar with the general premise.
Yeah, Andre the Giant throws things.
Yeah, yep, that's yep, you got it.
The premise of the whole movie.
So it keeps cutting back to him reading like the story of the movie to Fred Savage. And that kind of justifies the PG-13 cut. Like, it's like that's the premise of The Princess Bride, is that this grandfather's reading the story, but he's leaving out all the violence and the sex and whatnot. So that's what this is. So, but I, as a big Fred Savage fan, I had to go, and I will say that Fred Savage is delightful in this film.
Is he totally savage?
He is. He is savage AF, as the kids would say.
This is a unexplicit podcast, Brian. You can't say what? That.
Savage as Fred. Fred Savage. Oh. That's what that means.
Savage as Fred. Yeah, episode title?
We'll see. I mean, Savage as Fred. But, the movie itself is fine, but... this framing device kind of allowed them to do a lot of self-commentary and meta humor, which obviously the Deadpool character, that's its bread and butter anyway, so it's a good fit.
That is true. I'm glad it's good. I would see it if I hadn't already seen Deadpool, but I don't really want to see it a second time right now.
Well, if you ever decide to see Deadpool 2 again, I recommend this version.
I definitely will check it out sometime.
They found a way to work in the criticisms people had of the movie, which I enjoyed a lot.
I had not heard the criticisms.
Okay, so spoiler alert for Deadpool 2. Mild spoiler, like beginning of the movie, first act stuff. They kill off Vanessa, the girlfriend character, in the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
And this, many people were upset about this. They refer to it as fridged her, which is a comic book term when you... kill off a character strictly as to motivate the male hero to send him off on his mission. And the big internet uproar at the time, and they actually have Fred Savage. It seems like he's just like reading message board threads, is what it seems like.
It's possible.
And my favorite moment, the biggest laugh for me was. In the movie, they do a joke where there's something very convenient happens, and they have Deadpool look at the camera, fourth wall break, and say, like, it's lazy writing. And then cut to Fred Savage, like, oh, I see what you guys did there. You made a joke about the lazy writing to cover up your lazy writing. That's funny. How about you just write better? And I was like, aha, you got him, Fred Savage. That was Savage AF as Fred.
Savage as Fred. So right, now it makes sense. I didn't know Fred was so savage. So that makes a lot of sense.
Sure. I mean, that's how he got the moniker Fred Savage.
Oh, really? What about Fred Willard? Is he very Willard?
You know, Fred Willard's a zone beast. He's a national treasure. But I will issue a quick disclaimer here. Obviously, the idea of re-releasing the same movie 6 months later with a PG-13 rating is a cash grab. It's like, oh, let's get more money. It seems like by releasing it at this lower rating, it's like, oh, the kids can go see it. But I will say, still not a kid's movie. This is a real hard PG-13. You know, I guess it really just opened my eyes to what is acceptable in a PG-13 movie these days.
It's, I don't know. There, watch some of the old ones. Like Pinocchio, before there were ratings, and he's like drinking and smoking and all sorts of stuff.
That's true. I mean, but that's before they established the standard rating system. Oh, also, yeah. Things were weird before the PG-13. PG movies used to be real weird.
I have a savage question.
Okay, hit me.
Who's more savage, Fred or Ben Savage?
Depends on, I think Fred's the eldest Savage. They're brothers, of course. I think Fred is the more savage.
But Ben was in Boy Meets World.
That's true, but you're forgetting the most savage of them all.
Randy?
Oh, God, you're right. Oh, I can't believe I forgot Randy.
Is Randy their older brother?
Yeah, he's the oldest brother. No. Randy Savage is actually the father of Fred and Ben. And the oldest brother, you scooped me. Mine's not even funny anymore. was Adam Savage, the Mythbuster.
Oh, I forgot about him. So is Adam's oldest brother? And Randy's their dad?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the rank of... the age is also the rank? Or the position in the family is the rank of savageness?
It's a little, you know, I think it's both.
Okay. I think we've learned a lot here today.
About being savage, sure.
Yeah. Like Randy. Hashtag savage.
Yeah, just, I can't help but picture Thanksgiving at the Savage household. just Randy, Adam, Fred, and Ben sitting around enjoying a bounty of Slim Jims.
Randy Savage's special wrestling move, the Mythbuster.
Yep.
That's where Adam got it from.
Oh.
Photoshop challenge.
Yes, Savage family, please.
Please, please, someone put that Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. Put that Christmas dinner together. I have to see it. Oh, we might need to move on to Bumper Patrol.
Can we not just talk about the Savages for a while longer?
I don't know how much more I know.
Okay, all right. I guess we've hit our limit on Savage talk. Let's move on to Bummer Patrol.
Oh, man!
Hey, guys. Welcome to Bummer Patrol. It's part of the show where we talk about the thing that's making us feel a little blue, a little down in the dumps.
Oh, Ben, very dumpy.
Ben, why the long face?
Nay!
Ah, yes, you're a horse. Ben, why the horse face?
First time I did that was episode 10.
I'm surprised it took that long.
And I got a similar reaction. let's see. I have two reasons. One, there was a silence just now because I muted myself to cough because I am sick. Or I'm getting
I'm
over
being sick. Oh, me too.
Sick buddies.
I'm so over being sick.
Air high five.
Well, I don't think air high fives are supposed to make a sound.
If an air high five happens in the forest, does it make a sound?
It depends on if somebody's around to hear it.
If the bear is out there pooping. Well, I got sick. Actually, we recorded on a Thursday. This is also a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My throat was hurting the morning of that Thursday, and even more after the recording. So I assumed it was just that I talked so much, and it's been so long since I've talked for a while in a row, that's why my throat hurt. Next day, I woke up very sick. And it was bad over the weekend. It was nose was either eternally stopped up or would not stop running. Throat hurt very much. Very bad migraine-y type headache. And nonstop cough. And now I'm mostly down to just the cough and a little bit of nose. I got it from Megan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was hoping I wouldn't get it. I was hoping I'd already gotten it while she was sick, but it turns out that was nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully she won't get it back from you, and then you guys get stuck in the cycle of just getting each other sick.
That would be very unfortunate. You've been sick, too?
I have over the past week as well. I got sick from you during recording the podcast.
I know. Sorry. We'd be really careful whenever we record these podcasts. I didn't wear one of those face masks.
Yep. And now I'm paying the price.
Please don't sue me.
I'll think about not suing you.
I have a secondary bumper patrol, because I think of your sickness before. It's a specific Weird Al song that has not really worked anymore. Or it's a little weirder to sing over the past, like, almost two decades. He has two Christmas songs. The Night Santa Went Crazy and Christmas at Ground Zero.
Ah, yes, sure. Well, of course, you know, Christmas at Ground Zero takes on a different connotation now in this post-9/11 world we live in.
Yes, because Ground Zero just used to be a term that was used, but now it is the place that it happens.
I feel like we can take it back, though. It still has that original meaning.
A lot of the song is fine, but there are certain lines that make me hear it. I'm like, that's a little sad now. Even though it's not how he meant it, it's just a nuclear bomb going off and people trying to survive while celebrating Christmas.
True. Yeah, that one doesn't hold up so well.
But yeah, that and the Night Santa Went Crazy with its two endings. Which do you prefer of the Night Santa Went Crazy?
You know, they have the extra gory version in which everyone dies, but I like the album version because it's the first one I heard. And that's just the one I'm more familiar with.
I'll agree with that one. Although, since you told me Santa's kidnapping children, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, I should listen to that. That's a good Christmas song for the whole...
I think you cut out. For the whole what?
For the whole family.
Oh, there we go. I said the whole... I assumed you meant family.
I did.
That is basically all I'm bummed about, that song, you can't, like, sing it or listen to it loudly, because people are going to think weird things.
Giving weird looks.
Yes. And sickness, it made me cancel the Sunday D&D game.
Oh, no.
Yes, and the Sunday before that, the host had to put down one of their cats, so...
So you missed...
Unrelated.
You missed. Oh, sure. No, the cat didn't have the same sickness that you have.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's how I got sick.
Well, as we learned last episode, you have two ongoing sessions, so you had to cancel, or two ongoing gaming groups. You had to cancel one session with each.
Yeah, that's been pretty unfortunate. But the next two should be going on just fine. I will be fine enough. Might just have a light cough, but I'll be okay by 2-3 whatever days from now. I don't know. Sick sucks.
Yep, I agree. That's my bone patrol, is being sick.
Wait, that's yours too?
Ah, man, I'm so sick right now. It's a bummer. Not a fan.
Oh. Do you get to cough on the meat you touch?
No. It's strictly prohibited. Cannot do that.
Oh, they don't let you do that?
No. I will say, though, okay, here's a little secondary bumper patrol. There is a movie theater near my house, one of the nicer ones, and they have an auditorium that shows movies in a format called Screen X. Are you familiar with Screen X, Ben?
No, I have not. It sounds like some sort of weird experiment.
It kind of is. So Screen X is it's like a regular movie theater, except... it also occasionally, it's not like an ongoing thing, but occasionally they will also project images on the walls to the left and right of the theater.
Why?
So it's supposed to be more immersive.
Is it?
No, it's kind of, it's distracting and, weird, but, and it costs way too much. It's like a higher, like a premium priced ticket. And I don't know, maybe certain movies take better advantage of it than the one we went to see.
Well, what'd you see?
We saw The Nun.
Oh, is that about a nun?
It is. It is. It is in the Conjuring cinematic horror universe.
Oh, in the same universe. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It. Well, apparently this nun character was introduced in The Conjuring 2, which I have not seen.
Oh, I have, I think, but I don't remember a nun. Maybe I need to rewatch it.
Hmm. Yeah, but I mean, it kind of worked. It was kind of useful for jump scares from time to time. But I would probably estimate that like 80% of the movie was just like a regular movie, and then the other 20%, every now and then, scenes would have these additional images projected on the walls, which was odd.
That does seem weird. Do you like it more or less than 3D?
It was less distracting than 3D. I would sooner see another movie in this format than 3D.
Okay, because where I'm listening, we're currently having an ongoing debate about 3D and not 3D.
And I'm clearly not in favor of 3D.
Oh, yeah, you weren't either. I was in favor of having it as an option. But now I don't really care.
Now indifference is your stance, your brave stance.
We'll put that poll out there. Dislike or indifference to 3D? Oh, I have a secondary bumper troll related to the movie theater. I just now remembered.
Oh. Okay, hit me.
I dislike everyone else in the movie theater that isn't me.
Yeah, no, it's, I agree, that's a good one.
It's pretty annoying last time. Last movie I went to see was The Crimes of Grindelwald, Fantastic Beasts 2. And the movie, I didn't know if I was confused the whole time because of the movie or because I was so distracted by everyone around me. There was a guy a couple rows in front and, like, just slightly off to the side who kept checking his phone. Sometimes IMDb, I think, to see if he recognized someone on the screen.
Oh, is that Johnny Depp? Oh, yeah, it's him. It's Captain Jack Sparrow, guys.
I think he was doing that. And sometimes he was just texting. And you know what? His brightness was not even down.
Oh, I mean, if you're gonna use your phone in a movie theater, which you shouldn't, the very bare minimum you can do is turn down your brightness.
No, it was like medium to full brightness.
Oh, sure. So he'd pull it out and a beam of light would shoot straight up in the air like the hatch from Lost.
Yeah, exactly. And into my eyes like the hatch from Lost. If you're above the hatch looking down into it.
Yes, yes.
And actually at one point near the end, I tried to lean forward and say, "Put that thing away." And he did not react. So I don't know if he didn't hear me or just didn't care.
Hmm. Well, kudos to you for mustering up the courage to scald him.
I normally wouldn't, but that was like a 3-hour movie or something? I don't know. It was long, and I was getting very disgruntled. There were kids behind us who I think kept leaving and coming back over and over. One of them was crunching ice with their mouth open, it sounded like. Someone kept kicking the back of Megan's chair. There were people, I don't know. I'm having flashbacks now.
So was this a, I mean, I have had negative experiences like this before, but was this a mostly full movie theater?
Maybe like 2/3, I would guess.
Okay. So more than half.
More than half. And I didn't want to give it another chance after we went to see the Halloween reboot and, or not reboot, sequel. It's sort of a both. And someone way above us in the rows spilled either their entire cup of ice or what sounded like just an entire box of M&Ms. Just all rolling across the ground, scattering. Ooh. At once.
My favorite bad movie going experience was, this reminds me, sorry to hijack you.
No, that's fine, I'm done.
Have you seen A Quiet Place yet?
Oh, no, because I specifically did not want to see that in theaters. Because I knew it would be terrible in theaters. Not the movie, but the people.
The movie's great. I highly recommend the movie.
I really want to see it at home.
Great, great movie. It's like on home video now, so you should check that out.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I mean, it's great because, you know, it's a mostly silent movie. So you hear everything in the theater. You hear people chewing popcorn.
Ugh.
You hear somebody like drop a bottle at one point and it rolls down the aisle. It was a very tense movie going experience because I feel like everyone was on the same page. Like you could feel people trying not to make a sound, but If anything, this, it made it more immersive because it made you feel like you were in the movie.
Oh, I just felt like it might ruin it. So I refused to see. I really wanted to see it because Jim from The Office is in it.
He directed it, too.
Oh, really?
And wrote it.
Wow.
Or he didn't, like, write it from scratch. He has a writing credit. I think he did a rewrite on it.
Did he Nutty Professor the cast?
Yeah, sure. He plays everyone, Eddie Murphy style.
He plays the wife, the baby?
Sure, there is a baby.
The kid?
He plays the Quiet Place.
Wow. He plays the table? The house?
He plays the Cloverfield monster. I guess that does it for Bummer Patrol. Do you have any other bummer observations you'd like to cast?
No, just everyone else in movie theaters.
Everyone else? How does Megan feel about this?
I guess everyone else doesn't include the people who are already being quiet.
Oh, okay.
It just feels like everyone else is being very loud.
I feel like you were upset with Megan because I don't know. I don't know what she would do to annoy you in a movie theater. Like, she would constantly lean in and ask you if people were Eddie Murphy.
No, that is not... Wait. Are you referencing something?
I am!
Like, from a really old episode?
From a really, really old... I can't even remember if it made it on the podcast.
I think it did, but that actually, I don't think it was Megan, it was someone else.
Oh, who was it?
It was Shuffle and Kyle, I think.
Oh.
Well, I think it was Shuffle and Kyle.
I should go back and re-listen to these episodes.
Because I just heard it recently, a trailer for a movie called 7 Pounds popped up on the screen. And Shuffle and Kyle said, like, oh, Woody Harrelson, I love him. And I looked up, and when we both looked up, it was Will Smith.
Oh, okay. So the story I'm thinking about was you guys went to see Amazing Spider-Man 2, and they showed a trailer for the new Annie, and she's like, oh, Eddie Murphy. And they're like, no, it's Jamie Foxx.
Oh, and that one was Megan, yeah.
And then during the movie, Jamie Foxx is the villain. She's like, that's Eddie Murphy. You're like, yeah, that's Jamie Foxx again.
That's still him. Oh, no. I need to have a special Megan feed that only she hears.
Yeah, I didn't want this. I was just trying to make a quick, sly reference to that, and then I had to explain the whole thing. It's great. I'm sure all this will get cut out.
By the way, the Megan feed is something that you pitched in episode 8.
I like this. This is like reading a comic book. It has little like annotations at the bottom. Like Stanley pops up, like, oh, this character originally showed up in issue 127.
I am the footnotes of Happy Cast now. I'm the official historian.
Happy Cast historian. I like it.
Let's move on to another segment.
Okay.
Which one?
No news is not new news. No news is not new news. It is our weird news segment. All the weird news to share. Ben, do you have a story you'd like to share with us?
Yes. First, I'm trying to get the cat away from the microphone that picks up everything, because if she bumps it, you will hear it.
Ah, yes, yes. When the cat is away, the bin will play by recording a podcast.
When the cat is away, the bin will talk?
Or
that isn't a crime.
Okay, so I'll share a story.
Yeah.
Mine comes from NBCLosAngeles.com, and the headline is, Schwarzenegger would time travel to terminate fossil fuels.
Arnold?
Nope, Greg Schwarzenegger, the much less famous.
Randy Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger Savage. No, it is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the article says, Arnold Schwarzenegger says he wishes he could travel back in time like the cyborg he played in The Terminator, so he could stop fossil fuels from being used.
He just wants to be naked.
Yeah, yep, that's it. You found him out.
That's the only way he can.
He says, if we would have never started in that direction and used other technology, we'd be way better off. The former actor and California governor said Monday.
But that also means there'd be killer robots.
That's true. he says, the biggest evil is fossil fuels. It's coal. It's gasoline. It's the natural gas. I just like the idea that people are asking Arnold, like, Arnold, if you go back in time like in The Terminator, Arnold, if Alyssa Milano got kidnapped, would you go kill a bunch of people to get her back?
Would he fight over a Christmas toy?
Arnold, did you ever get your son that Turbo Man action figure? Arnold, are you still feuding with Sinbad?
Arnold, is it a tumor?
Are you still Arnold, have you talked to your twin brother Danny DeVito lately?
Your new character. Reporter that won't stop bothering Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, reporter that thinks Arnold Schwarzenegger movies are documentaries.
I can add that to our character character title or column in the Happy Cast Bible now.
Yep. Put it on the spreadsheet.
Oh, I haven't gotten there yet, but it's going to happen. I have impressions, but not characters yet. Did he say, is there any news that he knows how to?
Time travel?
Yeah.
No, at least this article does not mention anything about him unlocking the secret of time travel.
I guess he doesn't want to give it away yet.
But he does say, let's see, I'm just going to skip ahead to the big line. He says, in reference to something, I don't know, I didn't read the whole article. he says, if you do that, I promise you, I'll be back.
Which he said, like, that.
He said the thing. Arnold, how does it feel to be the first man to deliver a child? carry a child to term?
Do a Mr. Freeze one.
Oh. Arnold. Are there any plans to go back to Gotham and overthrow your nemesis, the Batman? Have you heard from the Batman lately?
There we go. Oh, did you Predator yet?
No.
Or Conan?
No. Well, I mean, we have to save something for future appearances of this character.
Oh, that's true. I'm Running Man. Escape Plan.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good late career Arnold movie, I would say.
Did you see Escape Plan 2? It was on Amazon Prime?
No. I have not. Arnold's not even in that one. It's Stallone and Dave Bautista.
Oh, who cares then?
I know. That's why I have not seen it yet.
Is 50 Cent the hacker in that one?
I do think 50 Cent's the only other character that comes back.
Okay, good. Oh, well, I have...
Old Five Dime himself.
I have two news stories. The first is from eonline.com.
Oh, right. The most trusted news source.
It is. It's the one I go to when I need all my political fix. Fox's new show, The Masked Singer, is very mysterious and totally bonkers.
Is The Masked Singer, in fact, just the... masked magician who used to ruin magic acts, and now he's taking a singing career.
He's ruining singing.
I'm gonna show you how they really hit that note.
And they have the X-Files' boss as the narrator.
Oh, Mitch Spallarigli.
I believe you. That's on Netflix, or at least it was.
The X-Files?
Both. X-Files is actually one of our earliest things we talk about on Netflix Picks.
It's a good show.
In fact, your very first happy hour is Netflix Instant Streaming.
I'm still a fan. They're, you know, I was ahead of the curve on that one. They're still killing it. Good work. Keep it up.
And soon after, we talked about how we noticed Blockbusters were closing down around us.
Oh, no. Oh no, it's sad. I don't like that.
It's like a time capsule of everything that happened in 2010. Well, it says, get ready for all your dreams and all your nightmares to come true at the same time. It features celebrities dressed up in terrifying full-body costumes performing musical numbers. A panel including Jenny McCarthy, Robin Thicke, Nicole Scherzinger, and Ken Jeong, along with host Nick Cannon, will have to guess who the celebrities are. There'll be 12 celebrities competing to stay on the show in various costumes, and total awards, they have 65 Grammy nominations, 16 Emmy nominations, 4 stars in the Walk of Fame, 4 Super Bowl rings, and that they will be household names. And the states, I feel very strongly, that this is a very well-known cast. I think most of the people, all of you in here, will recognize all of our masked singers.
And what network is this on? Does it say?
Can you what network would you guess it's on of like the main?
Oh, like so it's a broadcast network. It's not like a cable network.
No, it's between ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox.
It definitely feels like UPN. Is UPN still a thing?
Did it transition into something else?
It's the CW now.
I thought WB was CW.
They merged.
Oh, okay, that explains it.
But it definitely feels like a Fox thing.
Yep, it's a Fox thing. Spoiler on who the, not the people are, but what masks they're using for the first season. Peacock, rabbit, lion, monster, deer, unicorn, hippo, bee, poodle, alien, raven, pineapple.
Ben, you spoiled it. Now there's no point even watching.
But you'll have to guess who the pineapple is. Well, that's one of them. I am looking forward to probably watching one episode so we can talk about it on our channel surfing segment that we will do someday.
Oh, right. That's a thing.
Yeah, we don't watch so much normal TV anymore, so that doesn't happen a whole lot.
Yeah. I just watched my prestige cable drama, Ben, your Better Call Sauls.
I need to watch the newest season still.
It's so good.
And still, the original episodes, you talk a lot more about how you watch streaming if you can or if you have to, but normally you get the discs by mail. You're currently waiting for Breaking Bad, I think, disc 3 of season 2 to come in.
Oh, yes, man. What a time capsule that is.
I know. It's been very entertaining to listen to the old ones, no matter how hard it is to hear myself be a jerk.
You're not a jerk, Ben.
I think I explained later on that I'm cartoonishly over mean, but I don't mean to be.
It's just the character you're playing.
Yes, now I'm more me than old me. I guess that's how it is for everyone, isn't it? You're more you than you were in the past.
Yeah, I think you've never been more you than you are right now.
Babies are the truth of everything.
Okay.
I said that in episode 3.
Oh, some real nonsense there.
It had to do with happiness. I don't know. Other article. Jack Sparrow impersonator claims to have divorced a 300-year-old ghost pirate.
Yeah, sure. That sounds right.
An Irish woman who says she married a 300-year-old pirate ghost apparently got spooked and left the marriage.
Ho-ho!
She walked the plank right out of there.
I like that whoever wrote this clearly had a great time.
They did. She wrote, "So I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over. I will explain all in due course, but for now, all I want to say is to be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It is not something to mess with." She works as a Jack Sparrow impersonator. She says she got married to a Haitian pirate from the 1700s who was executed for thieving. The ceremony took place on a boat in international waters and carried out by a shaman priest.
I wonder how her ghost pirate husband felt about her, appropriating his culture and dressing up as Jack Sparrow.
Wow, that's really not okay nowadays.
Yeah, not cool.
Maybe he's the one that suggested it in the first place. She's just trying to be a part of his culture. Like how in multicultural weddings, sometimes like they'll take pictures in like both of the garb.
Maybe.
Or Snopes.com investigated the partnership and determined it was not, in fact, a legal marriage.
Good job, Snopes. You're on the ball.
Tough investigation.
I'm glad you're spending your resources so wisely.
Oh, she also says, "Growing up in Ireland in my era, you were taught that if a man bedded you, he should wed you. I knew from my research that spiritual marriage was a thing, so it was more me that wanted to get married than him." She started developing strong, loving feelings while she sat on her couch watching TV with her, and while he drove the car. Or while she drove the car.
I was about to say, what?
No, she drove the car.
Oh, whoops. That would have been so more impressive if the ghost was driving the car.
Well, that happened also.
Oh, man. I was about to, like, really get interested in the story. Like, whoa. You're bearing the lead on this, Ben. Ghosts can drive.
You didn't know. It happened in Ghostbusters 2.
Right. Everyone's favorite Ghostbusters movie.
The documentary Ghostbusters 2.
Right.
Lost in New York. Well, that's all the news I have.
Well, then we should move on to another segment. An oldie but a goodie.
A long returning. Or long since having returned.
Long returning.
It happened a long time ago. It's been a while since we've done it. It is Who's the Brian? So for those of you who are not long-time listeners, who is probably no one, I don't think we have anyone new. I think all we have is the remainder of our listeners from before. This segment of the podcast is one where I ask Brian 6 questions. He has to rapid-fire answer, and then afterwards he will explain why he chose those answers. And it's kind of to get the top-of-your-head kind of answer, and I will set some sort of timer. Let's see. I've done almost every type of timer there is. So I will just set an egg timer again. Because that was the first one we ever set on the podcast. I know, as Happy Cast Historian. So are you ready for your 6 questions to rapid fire answer, Brian?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right. So that, does that mean not ready?
I am ready.
It depends. I don't know how ready you will ever be.
I'm fairly ready.
Of all your readiness. All right, let me do the egg timer. All right, and okay. What's the longest you've ever slept?
Probably like 14 hours.
Holy crap. Ham dogs or hot burgers?
Ham dogs.
What do you have in your pockets right now?
I'm wearing pajama pants without pockets.
All right, what do you have in your pockets that you wore before this?
My keys, chapstick, and probably like some old receipts.
If you had to punch one member of the main 6 cast members of Friends, which would it be?
David Schwimmer.
I thought so. How much money have you spent at Taco Bell across your entire life?
Like $1,000.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Everyone. Who doesn't want to be a millionaire?
Okay. Click. Whatever sound egg timers make.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's what they make. All right, so question one. The longest you've ever slept, 14 hours. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'll, you know, sick. I was under the weather, and I slept like more than half of a day, but I felt better when I woke up.
That's a good thing. That's always a good feeling. But isn't almost everyone under the weather other than high-flying air pilots?
Ah, good point. Good point.
Because isn't clear skies even included in weather?
You could be over the weather.
You can, but not many people. I wonder how many people in the history of time have been under the weather while being over the weather.
Mm. I'm Someone so over in. This weather.
Pilots, people, let us know.
Yep, pilots.
Do you have any pilot listeners? I bet listener Anne is our most traveled, so maybe she knows.
Yeah, sure. I feel like she's definitely spent the most time on aeroplanes.
Definitely. And flash planes. And Supergirl planes.
Oh, right. I see what you're doing now.
DCCW shows.
And Legends of Tomorrow planes.
And soon to be coming Batwoman planes.
Mm. Yes, yes, yes.
Also, I just noticed, I actually typed what's the longest you've ever spelt.
Oh, right. Onomatopoeia.
All right, do it now.
I didn't do it correctly.
Oh, but it is the longest you've ever spelt.
Yes.
You chose ham dogs?
Yeah, well, although looking back, I you asked me the question. I thought about a ham dog. I just imagined like a hot dog bun with a rolled up piece of ham. And then you could probably put like mustard or relish or something on it. But now that I really have more time to think about it, I didn't consider hot burgers, which just seems like a burger that is very fresh. And that's probably the better choice.
That is all it is. The other one is just a rolled up slice of deli ham. In your pockets now is nothing, but in your other pockets, You had keys, chapstick, and receipts. What
sure,
keys?
Phone wallet keys. I got a key to my truck. I've got a key to my home. And I've got like three or four other keys that I don't really remember what they go to, but I carry them around every day.
You have no work key?
No. I don't have a key to work.
Oh, you can't open up at the safe?
They don't trust me with access to that sort of thing.
And how do you get the meat out?
It's not locked up. It's not kept under lock and key.
You don't have a meat safe?
No. I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, it should be. If you had to punch one member, you chose David Schwimmer.
Most punchable face.
I also would have assumed you had chosen that one. You asked me a question about which friend I was, and I chose Ross. In a previous, who's the Brian? No, you don't know Ben. So thank you for punching me.
Okay.
how much money have you spent at Taco Bell across your entire life? You said $1,000.
Probably a conservative answer. I was going like Price is Right rules. I didn't want to go over.
Survey
without going over.
Survey says, ding, probably more. How much do you spend on average when you go?
I mean, just for myself?
Yeah.
It's, you know, like $10.
Okay. And how many times do you think you go a week?
I've definitely cut back here in recent days. I go about once a week now.
Okay. And
even
how...
there is one less than a mile away from my house.
The one less than a mile away from our house closed down.
Oh, Ben, I'm sorry.
I know. We haven't been going yet anyway. So it's been okay. So you have once a week this year, $520 there. And how many years do you think you've been going to Taco Bell once a week at least?
Probably, I would say 13 years started driving.
At least $6,700 over the past 13 years.
Yeah. I mean, and definitely there were times where it was a lot more frequent.
And who wants to be a millionaire?
Everyone.
Who what about
be a millionaire?
Billionaires.
Oh, I guess. Good point. Billionaires probably don't want to be millionaires.
Well, so you got that question wrong, but the rest you got right.
Ah, great. Great.
And just in time, too. Just barely.
Funny how that always works.
I know. The timer, I mean, it's always at the same time. It just happens to go fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was fun. I feel like now I should prepare next time for a round of You Don't Know Ben.
You could. It's just six questions is all you need. And some sort of timer that you have to bring yourself.
Which Golden Girl would you punch in the face, Ben?
I didn't really watch the show.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Wow. This is hard. We're going to have to work through this.
Rose?
There is a character named Rose. Sure.
Rue?
That's an actress that played that character.
Oh, B. Arth, that's an actress. Granny?
Did you say Granny?
It's one of the Clampets, I think.
Yep. This is painful for me to listen to, so I'm going to put you out of your misery.
Oh, time for fan feedback?
Do we have feedback?
I have one email. Not
oh, great.
From anyone important.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I was going to say something mean. Okay, great. Oh.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, your sister wrote in, but I love your sister. She's the best. So I don't know why I was going to suddenly be so mean.
Oh, no. Like, you throw the feedback anyway. Let's go.
Okay, all right. So let's move on to feedback.
Feedback.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
Here we are in feedback. I forgot we have the results of a poll to cover on top of an email we got. If you do want to contact us, it is HappyCast. Wait. HappyCastFeedback@gmail.com.
Yes. HappyCastFeedback@gmail.com.
We do not have a phone line anymore. Although we had used to have two. Originally, it was A0, me 0, we, us, I. which belongs to someone
else. Easy to remember.
I know. That's why we switched to, I think, something, something, 22, Happy Nun. N-U-N, Nun. It was easier, but we don't have that right now. If people want to leave voicemails, write in and let us know, and I'll get another Google voice box. Don't call in. It won't work. Let's see.
Right. Text us.
You could text us. Many of you are friends. Actually, all of you are friends with us on Facebook. So you could just message us your feedback. We have an email from Meenakshi Sharma. This is enrollment number G8DY4, opening in company with good CTC. It says, top MNCs and government departments are hiring, and your profile is desirable. Candidates, please go through the jobs and apply. Don't miss this opportunity. Apply for the job. Best regards, HR manager. And then it says, you can simply wipe out your email from mailing list. Click here.
Oh, did you do it? Did you wipe it out?
Not yet. I didn't know if that was worse than unsubscribing. It's a little more intense. And, oh, speaking of, have you gotten those phone calls from, like, card services?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Do you ever talk to them?
Sure, yeah, I talk to spam calls all the time. Oh, we should talk about that on the podcast sometime.
Yes, okay, good, because I have a story about that, too. We'll have to do that in a future podcast.
Yes, oh, man, I can't wait to tell those stories.
Oh, I got some.
Oh, it should be a segment.
Oh, it should. We'll think of a name. It takes us forever to do one. Now's not a good time for that. Happy Cast. Facebook. We have the results of a poll that I put up. It was ice cream. Do with the extra stuff in it. Is it mix-ins? Like with an apostrophe like fix-ins? Or is it mix-ins? With like a hyphen in the middle. Stuff you mix in. The result looks like... there we go. We have 8 votes. 2 for mix-ins like fix-ins. 6 for mix-ins with the hyphen. So there's a clear winner there.
Was I allowed to vote in this poll?
You did.
I know I did, but I don't know if I was allowed to.
Oh, yeah, sure. You win either way, so that's fine. And we also have one other. Anton Bruckner referred to it as bonus content.
I like that.
You do have to pay for the bonus content sometimes, like in real life.
Sure. I mean, especially if it's premium bonus content.
I call them in-store purchases.
Oh, right. I call them microtransactions. Yeah,
isn't there a slang for, or another term for sprinkles that has the word micro in it?
Is there
micro jimmies?
Maybe.
I don't know. Jimmies are a thing, right? Aren't those sprinkles?
Yes. Yeah, that's, I think it's a regional thing. I think in some areas they call sprinkles jimmies.
I don't. I'm Googling micro jimmies and I'm getting no result.
Oh, so this is just some nonsense you made up right now.
Oh, wait. Let me Google it in quotes as one word. Because I think I found someone who said it before. Oh, no, that just says no micro jimmies were rustled in the production of this mug.
Oh, okay.
Not what I was looking for. Only 2 results ever.
And they're both you.
And one of them is racist. So?
So, definitely not you.
Not me. I am not racist.
Although, that does seem like something a racist would say.
That is, most races have said, I am not racist. Ben specifically is not racist. Well, that's it for, is it? I don't know. How do you end it? I don't end it usually.
Oh, I was curious to see how that was about to go down. Well, I guess that concludes this here episode of Happy Cast. Time to pack it back up, put all the podcast equipment back in the wagon, hit that dusty trail, keep on traveling. And until we meet again, remember...
Wait a second. This is one of our shortest episodes ever.
Really?
An hour and 12 minutes?
You know, I'm sure... I feel like we've had episodes in that range before.
Oh, we definitely have. I have the runtime of all of them. But so far, This is only longer than our first two. Of 10. Yeah.
I mean, I think that just makes means it's tightly paced.
That's true.
Not a wasted moment.
No, everything is going to stay in.
Oh, everything. Okay, great.
All right, sorry. I'll let you do your thing.
Something, Dusty Trail, Wagons, and remember, until next time, everyone, keep...
Stay happy!
That was weird. 'Bust out my Randy Savage, but it's a bit rusty, and I don't know if it would have...
You should!
Nope, see, it's... I can't summon it.
I don't even know what that was. Oh, getting a little Cosby-ish.
Whoa, Ben, please.
I don't want Cosby in my Savage.
We don't use the C word anymore.
Step into a Slim Jim!